I'm in your way.
Joined here by our Nitro Funny Car champion here in Brainerd, Alexis DeJoria, driver of the Tequila Patron Nitro Funny Car. This is Alexis's first win since Las Vegas of last season. Car is crew chief by Nicky Bonifani and Tommy DeLago. Alexis had a pretty difficult road to the final round, defeating Tim Wilkerson, Cruz Pedregon, and John Force before running the final and, of course, winning. First career victory here at Brainerd. So let's talk about that span. Let's talk about Vegas to today. You know, you've obviously kept your head up. The team's been working, and it all finally came together for you.
Yeah, I'm very resilient. That's the way I was raised. You know, you never give up. And the last 2 years have been really, really difficult. You know, lots of ups and downs, injuries, you know, no wins, just, you know, just can't get up to speed with everybody else. You know, we're just like fighting so hard out there, and you know, you start to lose yourself in it, and you know, you start to forget, you know, why you even came here. Why, you know, sure, you forget the love that you had in the beginning. That spark starts to go away, and it's sad. You know, I don't ever want to be in it. But honestly, it's times like that that makes this so much better, because you really, really, you really appreciate every moment, you know, and this is a huge win for us. My gosh, all day long, you know, a bunch of badass drivers, you know, that have been driving way longer than probably I've been alive, except for Tommy, maybe. But, I mean, you know, there were no gimmies. I mean, we got a little bit of luck against Timmy in the first round, and like, it's kind of, you know, what we needed. You know, we haven't gotten any good breaks. It's been hard, you know, and I've been getting beat on hole shots, you know, the last two races, which just kills me. But today, I mean, we were both on our game, and that's, you know, how we get these things right here.
That 388, I think, was a big run. You could see it with Tommy and Nikki. It was almost like, okay, yeah, we're ready to go now. Tell me about what that lap when you get out of the race car, how everything felt.
I can tell you, when I got back to the pit, I ran into the crew chief lounge, and I jumped on both of them and shook them, and they didn't get hurt. But, no, it was just incredible, man. We've been struggling to get back in the 380s, you know, it's been rough. It's been really rough, but you got to race smart out there, and, you know, sometimes we don't qualify that well, but on race day, we've got a good package, so, and we definitely did today, and I'm so proud of Tommy and Nikki and the whole team, you know, for sticking it out. You know, those guys have been run through the mud, and they are here and supportive, just like the whole Kalita organization. I am so blessed to be racing for them.
Yeah, this is the first time you guys had run in the 380s since all the way back in Pomona. How good does it feel to finally be? I mean, it seems like the car has been getting better. It has ever since, you know, you came back after missing those few races. How good does it feel to finally have your race car back?
You know, we love Chad so much, but the guys were really happy when I came back. I think Chad was happy too. He's like, whew, load off my shoulders, thanks. But yeah, you know, just that momentum, and you know, we're not trying to rotate the earth, you know, we're just chipping away at it, getting better and better every run. And man, when I start getting confident, watch out, because I've got the blinders on, dead focus. I mean, when I went up against John Force in the semifinals, I felt like it was Indy 2014 finals all the way. And I just had that drive again, you know, and nothing could faze me. I mean, we ran up here, we were so late, and they were so courteous to let us, you know, me rush and get dressed, man. And I just had that fire in me all the way through. And I just have an incredible team. I can't say enough about them.
Yeah, obviously, you know, with this win, you're back in the top 10. You obviously, you guys haven't made things easy on yourselves.
Easy.
And
no, we never
you
do.
Know,
and keeping still, it exciting.
It's certainly going to be very exciting in Indy in a couple of weeks. You know, do you feel now like, you know, you guys are in a position now where you can, you know, control your own destiny, can go,
yes,
and lock this thing up?
Most definitely. The last two races have been very tough. You know, the last race, I could have used one of my reaction times that I had today. That would have been amazing. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, today it was just, it's just surreal. I mean, to go from the 14th spot all the way to 10th, and, you know, Indy's a good race for us, man. You know, we won there, so we got some good juju going back in. We're, you know, I just feel 100% better than I did the last race. I can tell you that much, obviously. I got the hardware. We got the hardware.
I'm just wondering, looking from the outside in, seeing you and Leah up there together today, it seemed like a
a pretty big deal for the sport.
And yeah.
To have that. Is it as big a deal as it looks to have you two up there?
It really is. I mean, you know, it's 2017. You know, it's not as hard as it was for Shirley Muldowney. But obviously, you know, there's just a handful of us. So, you know, it's going to be a big deal no matter what when girls do something. You know, so I just, you know, hope, you know, more females get into the pro ranks. You know, we're hell of a drivers. I mean, obviously the cars, the bikes, they don't know the difference. Yeah, it's a huge honor, honestly, to be, you know, one of the two women that have won at the same time at an event. It's pretty great.
You had a conversation with your dad. You care to share kind of what he had to say and what you had to say to him?
Yeah, so he was calling like crazy. He's with about 8 people right now, and they were watching it on TV, filming it, and he was just going crazy. I could just imagine how high he got. jumping, sorry. And drinking some Patron. Okay, maybe. So, no, they're having a good time. Really, really excited to get back to Austin and see them.
Congratulations, Alexis.
Thank you very much.